2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I don't know if you have ever thought about it before, but God doesn't need human beings. Before there was man, he had angels to worship him day after day. He didn't create us because he had a void in his life he wanted to fill. God is completely self-sufficient and always has been. He simply created us for his pleasure and praise. The purpose for which he created us is so that we would glorify him. And we do that by putting him first in our lives, in our families, in our careers, and in our bodies. You see, our God is one of might and miracles, and he desires for his power to be revealed through us, to the praise of his glory. The point is, we are his creation, and unfortunately, we still face a great denial from people on the subject of creation, even though leading scientists of our day are now saying there is at least intelligent design. In other words, as scientists, they see that there is intelligence behind what they observe in nature. So, what does creation tell us today? It tells us that there is a creator, and as we witness in God's word, he is a creator who loves you and me. He loves us so much that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to give us eternal life. Without God, the human soul is in darkness. Just like the earth was in darkness before God moved in the story of creation. But just as God's word moved and spoke creation into existence, God's word can move with power in the heart of the unbeliever and bring that person to faith and salvation. If you have not yet accepted God's free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ, then I urge you to do so today. He wants you to become his child. So place your faith in Christ today and begin to experience life as a child of the Creator. God loves you so much that he sent his only Son to give you eternal life. Please join us next week.